Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, today's question comes from Gustav Ruiz, and it's an interesting question because it's something we've touched on in a couple of previous podcasts. Gustav says he's been running sub-3 marathons for 4 years now. He runs a 2:47, that's his PB, but hasn't been able to run a silver at Comrades. What is he doing wrong?
So, look, giving a PB is very limiting because we don't know what sort of mileage he's running those PBs off, what sort of mileage he's doing for Comrades. Is he following the Silver Comrades program on the website? And assuming that he's getting things right in training, that he's not starting the race from doing too much mileage, and that he's not starting the race with an injury, then I can only look at race day strategy, because with a 2:47, he should be running fairly close to sub-7 hours. In fact, he should easily be running a sub-7 hour. So I just want to do a proper sum here because I just made a bit of a mistake. Yeah, he should be running around about 6:50. So, yeah, it's quite possible he's going out too fast. We also spoke earlier in the week, I think it was, or perhaps it was late last week, we spoke about a run-walk strategy. Now, at a 2:47 marathoner and a potential 6:50er, this is probably not a guy that would typically do a run-walk strategy, but the fact that he's done 4 Comrades and hasn't got his silver medal means that just from getting it right on the day point of view, he might want to target himself a 7 hour to 7:10, throw in a walk break every 10 to 13, maybe 15 kilometers at a push, a couple of extra walk breaks on the big climbs, and that should see him fresh enough to get him across the line. Of course, if he gave us his sort of mileage, perhaps we may see in there that he's just a little bit light on mileage, and that's why he's running out of steam, because he's not, again, setting an appropriate goal. Because when we set a time of 6:50, we've got to take the marathon into account and the amount of training. So, you know, with the amount of training, perhaps he's better off aiming for something much slower. But those are only questions we can ask if he sends through a bit more information.
Fantastic. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. We'll be back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow. Make sure you download it. You can get it through Stitcher or through iTunes. And while you're at it, if you'd be so kind, we'd really appreciate a review and a rating. It just helps other people find this podcast as well. So until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.